Okay. Let's use logic. Are you the story?
No.
Good. Can you
No.
see that all thoughts creates a story about a Katie?
Yeah.
Good. Let me ask you again. Are you the story?
No.
Okay. What are you? Where are you?
I'm here.
Good. Is it Katie that's here?
No.
Katie's a story, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like awareness and consciousness. I don't know. I don't
Yeah.
know what to...
You're conscious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we both agree that to have any experience, you've got to be conscious?
Yeah.
Any experience, you've got to be conscious. Yeah. So that comes first. Without consciousness, could there be a story of Katie?
No.
Right. So what are you? The story, which is
No.
secondary. Or the consciousness, which is here.
Yeah, I'm a consciousness here.
Yeah. Now, right now, in your own direct experience, you are conscious. You are
Yes.
conscious. Yeah? Now, you know nothing of that consciousness. I'll tell you why. Because you've never looked, you've never examined it. Yeah? You've taken your whole life that this consciousness is Katie. So you've never looked. Why would you? Why would you? You know what I mean? Yeah, but
Yeah.
once good, but once you can identify that Katie is the story, it begs the question, doesn't it? What's this?
Yeah, like my whole life I've been looking at Katie the story, not this.
Yeah. Assuming that this was Katie.
Yeah.
But Katie's the story. And if we remove the story with amnesia, Katie disappears. The consciousness would remain. Awareness would remain. There'd still be seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling, but there would be no Katie.
Yeah.
Good.
And then my mind wants to come in and say, yeah, but then how do you, like, again, how do you function? How do I go?
Katie has never made a decision. Katie has never done anything. And yet, functioning continued to happen. It's happened your whole life, right?
Yeah.
So it will still continue to happen. You've just got to see it's not Katie that's in charge. It's not Katie that's calling the shots. It's not Katie that's deciding or having thoughts or.
That's, yeah, because I feel that that's true. And for how long have I been telling a story that it was Katie making
Well,
a decision?
you know, like the fact of the matter is, yeah, Katie is not responsible for the Katie story that was put there.
Yeah.
You didn't choose your name, you didn't choose your parents, you didn't choose what school you went to, you didn't choose what friends you were going to have, you didn't choose any of that, and that's all conditioning, right?
Yeah, that's all conditioning.
So Katie can't be responsible for the Katie. Katie was put there. And the primary tool that gets used for implanting, if you like, that Katie story is language, words. All your thoughts are words. You think in your English language. You don't think in Japanese or Chinese or because that's not what was learned. You've learnt words. Somewhere around the age of two, the mind started to identify with this that is present, this that is conscious, and started calling it Katie. Your parents helped do that. Their parents help do that to them. Their parents' parents help do that to them. And language, words. All your thoughts are in your mother tongue that were put there, learnt, put there. And then at some point, the mind just starts saying, I am this. I am Katie, and I am here, and I'm a person, and I have free will, and I'm the chooser, I'm the decider, I'm the thinker, I am this body, I am this consciousness, I am this awareness, I am this beingness. That's all the story. They're all thoughts that just said that. All thoughts.
Yeah, that's true.
Good. Good.
And all thoughts. And then I keep wondering to myself, why do thoughts, are there any thoughts that are true?
None. Not one.
Wow.
Because a thought is a description. And the description can never be the actual.
Yeah.
Ever.
So what are thoughts good for?
Once thoughts are no longer creating a pseudo me, yeah, then thoughts are
Yeah.
very useful. Very useful. That laptop that you're looking at arose in the mind of somebody one day,
Yeah.
just arose. And then boom, a laptop gets created. Yeah.
So, and art too
Yeah.
comes from
Yeah.
mind,
Yeah.
because I like to do art, and
Beautiful.
I feel that way. It's just things just arise, and
Correct.
that is beautiful.
Yeah. So too has your whole life just arose.
Yeah.
But what the mind has been saying is happening is not true. You could be sitting there right now, right? Just sitting there. And then a thought pops into your head. Oh, a coffee would be nice. Where the hell did that come from? You can't tell me it's Katie that decided to think that thought.
Yeah,
Good.
it's not. It just arises.
Good.
What about, when you have like conflicting thoughts? I mean, I know I get it. So that's not me either.
No,
It's
it's just
just
thoughts.
arising.
Just, yeah, yes.
Because sometimes I make it the story about me, like, oh, you're confused, you're whatever, but that's not true.
Correct, because those thoughts would be about the pseudo me character, which is also nothing but thoughts.
Just thoughts. It's just making up a big story. Like,
Yeah, always
it's,
has, always
man, it's
has. Yeah.
similar to imagination, which is just not real
Yeah,
and not.
good. Yeah.
And thoughts will still arise
Yep.
if I'm, while I'm just centered in me-ness.
Yeah, but there'll be practical thoughts. The mind then starts being used as a tool. It becomes the servant as opposed to the master. And you've
Yeah.
been operating from the premise of it being the master.
I
That's
can
why
see.
you seem to go affect of the thoughts, the mind.
Yeah.
And the mind can be very critical. Yeah. The
Yeah.
master. It makes a horrible master. Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once
Yeah, I
you
would.
see through this and you see the truth, the mind just becomes a servant. It's a tool. Just like seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling, they're tools for you to be able to operate, function, move, do things, touch, feel, see, hear.
I just, yeah, I feel that. I feel the difference of me being the master, or like here being the master, and then this just being but I could
Noise.
feel how I
Flipped
was
it. Yeah.
I felt it.
Good.
Yeah. Oh.
Good. Good. It was a struggle, wasn't it? Getting to here. It was a bit of a struggle. Just getting to right here, yeah? But we got there.
Yeah.
We got there, yeah? And all we did was shine the light of truth on what's actually happening, as opposed to what we think is happening.
Yeah,
You are
exactly.
not who I think you are, and you know that.
Yeah.
If that's the case, stop imposing your own thinking on who you think you are and who I am and who somebody else is and what something else is and so on.
That's
It's
exhausting.
incorrect.
Yeah, that's interesting to even think about the way I impose thoughts on myself,
Yeah.
mostly. I really, yeah. Because when I was more here, operating from here, yeah, I was always like almost
Yeah.
like attacking
Yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No. But it's not
But
real either, so it doesn't matter. It's not
yeah, right.
real. Yeah. It's just like
I
having
think
a bad dream. Seriously, it's just like having a bad dream. Yep. Seems unpleasant for the dream character that's in the dream, having the bad dream, all seems very unpleasant to the dream character in the sleeping dream. Very unpleasant. But as
yeah,
soon as
it's
you
not.
wake up in the morning, what happens?
You forget about it. You move on.
Well,
You
the truth, you see the truth.
exactly. You're just like, whatever. It was a
Oh,
dream.
that was a dream. Oh,
It
that was a
was a dream.
dream. So too,
Yeah.
so too has been your whole life. A
Wow.
dream, just a dream. Look, let's look at this rationally, okay? There's two places you could live. One is in the mind, which is where you've been living your whole life. And the other place that you could live is right here.
I
Here.
choose that.
Now, where do you
Yeah,
want to live? Where do you want to
God.
live?
I want to live
Right.
here. Because it
Yeah.
feels good and true.
Yeah. Then
And it's just,
stop living in here. Stop
yeah.
taking what it's saying to be gospel.
Yeah,
Stop it.
exactly.
It doesn't know anything.
Yeah, literally anything that comes from there is not truth.
Correct.
Just a dream.
Correct.
Which could be useful at times, but not where I want to live.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with pleasant thoughts or happy thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Think.
When I'm just here, like when I feel that and I Like it feels so good. It's just mine coming in right now, but it says like
Good
you're never
catch.
ever gonna move. Like it's like I feel like I won't be able to move. I'll just sit
I
here.
know, I know, I know. That's because mind has believed its whole life it's in control. And it's never has been.
Yeah, and it's subtly t I subtly give it the power again when I when it's
Yeah.
when that thought even comes out, because
Yeah.
that's kind of where I'm feeling s a little stuck, because I'll feel this, I'll be there, and it feels good, and then I think to myself, okay, you're never gonna do anything. Like look at you're just sitting on the couch, like you gotta do something, or like my mind will start coming in. I'm like, yeah, but I'm here, but I'm not really here because I'm back to here.
You know, if there's any doing to be done, it's coming to see the truth.
Yeah.
Because that truth will set you free. If there's any doing to be done, this is the most important thing that you could ever do.
That's true.
Good. So when the mind says, oh, you know, you're sitting around, you're not doing anything, thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. And then just come back to what's this? Here I am. And furthermore, what's wrong with right now if I don't think about it?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
Good. So the mind overlays a bullshit story over the present moment and says, oh no, everything's wrong. Look at this, and there's this going on, and that's all going on in the mind. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But you actually live here. You're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the reality check. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever you get caught up, you think that the mind's taken over or whatever, you know, the person seems to be back, and oh, this is good, this is not so good, and oh, all that rubbish, right? Do a reality check. Stop. Pause. And literally look around, because here is the reality. See if you can find anything wrong. 99 times out of 100, it's always okay. And then, but doing that exercise, you start to see more and more and more and more and more that what this has been saying and is saying is bullshit. It's not true. And now you know it's not true from your own direct experience.
Yeah.
Because you're here. You look around and you go, hang on, I'm here. I live here. I'm here. There's nothing happening. It's all imagination. Just like in the sleeping dream, it's all imagination. It's incredible. Even the sleeping dream seems to create a personal character in the dream, doesn't it? It's doing exactly the same thing here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exactly the same thing. And it's not the personal character that wakes up.
No.
Good. Good. Where am I actually? Here. What's wrong with here? Oh,
It's
nothing.
really
Nothing's wrong with here. Holy shit. All of my attention or all of my awareness has been focused in on the mind my whole life, and I've been taking that to be reality. Oh my God. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And you just start to see, and you see more, and you see more, and you see more.
Yeah.
And gradually you come out of the dream. Gradually, you come out of there.
And you're always just here.
Yeah, when are you not?
I know exactly. I'm always here anyway.
Yeah.
It's always here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is it not now? Let's use logic, okay? When is it not now?
Never.
What's wrong
It's oh
with, and what's wrong
now.
with now if we don't think about it?
Nothing.
So it's
There's
only
nothing.
thoughts that overlays onto this present now and say, yeah, there's problems going on, all right. It's all, but it's all going on in here, in the mind. It's imagination. It's just total bullshit.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. That's why I laugh a lot. It's funny. It's like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? Bizarre.
Oh my God.
It's bizarre.
I
And
know someone.
right here, right now, you're okay.
Yeah.
And it's never not now, which means you are always okay.
Yes.
Good.
It makes
Yeah, good, it should.
me so happy. I know it does. It makes me happy.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good, good. I'll send you a link of the recording when we're done, just via email, and download it onto your laptop, and you can watch this again.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. I really
Yeah,
appreciate it.
it's okay. If you get caught up and you like, you find yourself back to kind of where you were in the dream again, like, oh, Jesus Christ, yeah, throw this on and watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
just throw it on and watch it and listen. And if that's not working, just get in touch with me again and we'll just do this again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's good to be actually doing this in the immediacy of now.
No,
This
I'm
bit.
so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This was good. The call was good because I've been listening to your videos, and I'll do it in the videos too, just like as you're guiding other people. But it's really, it was helpful to see where I'm really at, like now.
But doing it this way, doing it live, you and I, we really get to see where you're at right now.
Exactly,
You
because my
know?
mind telling me that I was like the story I was telling myself, that was funny. Because
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, no, I was in a dream.
Yeah.
But no, this feels good. It feels
Good,
good.
good, good,
Yeah.
good. You know,
Thank
it's
you.
like this is like waking from a dream. It really is. It's like waking from, that's why they call this teaching awakening. We awaken out of this to here. If
Yeah.
waking was going to happen, it would have to be here, right?
Yeah.
Not over
Yeah.
there or over there or up there or down there. It would have to be here.
Yeah.
That's why I use that reality check example.
Yeah.
Oh, the world's coming to an end. Oh God, this is going on and that's going on. Oh Jesus Christ. And hang on a minute. Whoa. Hold
It's like,
on.
what? It's not real.
It's not real.
Not real. It's
Good
so,
catch. It's not real. Well
yeah.
done. Well done. Now stop taking it to be real.
Yes, exactly.
Stop believing it.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yes, believing it. That's
Yeah. Because it's not true. It's not true. Something else begins to reveal itself when you start to see more and more of the truth. Something begins to reveal itself. Yeah. And it's just this, by the way. It's just this. But there's a knowing in here, if you like. I don't know how else to put it, right? But there is a knowing that's not of dualistic knowing. It's not like the normal knowing, the mind knowing, the duality knowing. is another knowing. You know that you're there, right? Did you have to think that you were there? No. There's a knowing. Something else begins to reveal itself. You could call it just the here-ness, the now-ness begins to reveal itself. And you find yourself more and more here. Then, at some point, at some point, it'll be like, holy shit, what's this? What's this? But you can only get there, right? And it'll be a jaw-dropping rhetorical question. Oh my God, what's this? Yeah. You can only get to there when you've absolutely clearly seen what you're not. And you're not the imagination of the mind. You are not that. You're not in there. And the story is not about you. The story has always and only been about the story itself. So